The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettman, with you on this Monday, fourth day of February, 2019, and this is a short month, folks. It's going to be longer for a lot of other people out there due to job layoffs, but hey, the economy's doing fine. Unemployment's at 3.7%. There's just a few people out there trying to maximize their profits. Nothing to see here, just move along. Right, Steve Elkins?
Yeah, I buy all those numbers, yeah. Every one of them.
So do I.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I sent you over something interesting. Have you ever seen an electric motorcycle, John?
Well, it can't be called that anymore because it doesn't. Well, they never called it engine cycles, which they should have, because a motor is a motor. An engine is an engine. But still, that doesn't make any sense, because even if it's a motorcycle, it's got no cycle. It's just got a motor.
Right. Okay. I just sent you your email. The cost of electric motorcycles, outrageous. It's not economical. Just looking at one at $34,000.
Oh, wow.
It's nothing expensive. I mean, aren't your Harleys kind of in that area too somewhere?
Well, you know, you can pay full sticker for a Harley at a Harley-Davidson dealership. You know what that's called? A down payment.
Yeah.
Because HD stands for $100. You want to spend anything, and I don't give a damn what it is for Harley, you can just spend about $100. How much is that candy bar? About $100.
Yeah.
Multinational conglomerate AT&T is continuing to lay off American workers across the United States after raking in billions in additional profits from the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. These people at AT&T are not happy. And neither was I when I was a customer of AT&T. You had a problem? Guess what? You were talking to some Indian or somebody in Indonesia, which they don't understand the culture. They might think they understand the language, but that's not the same thing. And the Indians really, they'd really peeve me off. We're sorry. You know, every other sentence was, we're sorry. And the one I tried to stop, Steve, I said, look, we can save a whole lot of time here by you not apologizing. What did he say the very next second? I'm sorry. I'm like, oh, God. Well, despite enjoying a $20 billion tax windfall when Trump and the GOP's tax cuts in late 2017, AT&T executives are starting off the new year, hey, happy days are here again, by laying off hundreds of Americans, potentially thousands by the end of the year. In Syracuse, New York, about 150 Americans will lose their jobs as AT&T closes a call center. In December of last year, the corporation closed call centers in Indianapolis, Indiana, you know, where they speak English, Kalamazoo, Michigan. I still think they speak English up there. Appleton, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
English. Leaving hundreds and potentially thousands of Americans without jobs. Last year alone, AT&T eliminated 12,000 American jobs. The Communications Workers of America, which is actually a crap union, and CWA was never worth anything. Meanwhile, AT&T executives claim they would invest their tax savings into creating 7,000 middle-class jobs for Americans. course, the CWA union officials said that while AT&T has reported massive profits and received billions from the tax cut, the corporation has continued outsourcing American jobs to foreign countries like Mexico, India, my favorite, and the Philippines. And AT&T continues to lay off more than 16,000 Americans to outsource jobs. That comes from Breitbart. Multinational conglomerate AT&T is continuing layoffs of more than 16,000 American workers to outsource those jobs to foreign countries. Now, AT&T continues to earn astronomical profits, and those profits are not being invested in the communities that it serves and the workers who provide that service. President Chris Shelton of CWA said in a statement, he went on to say Americans handed over $20 billion in tax cuts to AT&T because CEO Randall Stephenson promised to invest in America and create jobs. All that AT&T has created is dividends for the wealthy shareholders. We were misled, and Congress should investigate. Now, who's going to investigate the investigators? Although AT&T executives refuse to say how many Americans will lose their jobs in the latest layoffs this year, they are confirming the layoffs with official notings that the layoffs will continue for the next few months. In layoff postings online, some American workers laid off by AT&T said that they had been with the company for more than 20 years, and despite that loyalty, they did not receive the same from the executives. One individual said that I was released this round. One AT&T worker said, I've got 22 years, worked my butt off the last 3 years to comply with a lot of efforts. When I heard the rumors just before Thanksgiving, I updated my resume and started applying. No hits yet, and I'm keeping that positive attitude. You have to, right? He's been out there in the job market since November because he saw the stuff coming. But if unemployment's 3.7%, no damn wonder you can't find a job because they're all filled, you dummy. Holy mackerel. Two and two. They can't equal four to some of these people. Another American worker yet to be impacted by the layoffs said executives have left them in the dark about the future of the company. People are getting laid off left and right with no logic or pattern. We are not informed in what direction the major projects at the company are heading. No info on the way we'll be doing business or even how long do we get to keep our jobs. And yet the company expects to get the absolute best performance from the employees, the worker wrote. It doesn't work that way. I stressed out, an angry worker can't be at his best. While laying off American workers, AT&T has attempted to outsource about 875 U.S. jobs to foreign workers by importing them to the country through the H-1B visa program. Every year, more than 100,000 foreign workers are brought into the U.S. on the H-1B visa and allowed to stay for up to 6 years. There are about 650,000 H-1B visa foreign workers in the U.S. at any given moment. Americans are often laid off in the process and forced to train their foreign replacements. As highlighted by Breitbart News, more than 85,000 Americans a year potentially lose their jobs to foreign labor through the H-1B visa program. In 2018, AT&T reported a net profit of about $19 billion. That's billion with a B, folks. With executives expecting a free cash flow of $26 billion this year. Similarly, AT&T CEO Randall Stephenson has earned an annual salary of about $29 million despite the layoffs of thousands of Americans. This is good business. Doesn't it make you want to go out and buy AT&T stock, Steve?
No, not at all.
Oh, come on.
I had him a cell service when I called the customer service. I ended up in India, and a guy named Billy Bob or something on the other end was supposed to take care of my problem. And I asked him, I said, where am I calling? You say, why you ask? I said, where am I calling today? I like to keep business in the country. And he said, Bombay, India. And I said, really, is that a common name in India? Billy Bob or something, whatever it was. he said, what's your problem today? He didn't answer the question. But they gave him American names. And actually 60 Minutes brought this out one time, trying to fool the American public to think everything is localized and everything's kept in the country, keep America working, that they gave these people, these call centers in India, American names to fool you into thinking that you were actually doing business with an American company.
Oh, now, okay. So when I've got somebody on the phone that Billy Bob, they sound like this. I'm sorry, Mr. Elkins. Yeah, he's American, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's why I questioned him, because I caught the accent up and down with the Indian accent. I caught that. I thought, okay, I know a lot of Indians here in this country that speak that way. And maybe I am talking to a U.S. service center, customer center, but I just thought, what the hell, I'll ask. And he actually finally, after the second time I asked, he said, Bombay, India.
I pissed off one of these guys so bad one day. I said, you're from India. And they're told not to answer that question. But this guy, he was feeling particularly independent. He goes, yeah, I'm in India. I said, so that makes you Indian, right? I said, do yourself a favor. I scared the hell out of him. I said, you know what we did to the Indians when they were here, right? What do you think we'll do to foreign Indians trying to come on? He hung up. He hung up. Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, folks, we warned you about Fox News. These are the people that, there's never a war that they didn't like. Support our troops. Support our troops. Fox News now demanding the criminalization and arrest of anti-vaxxers. And we warned you this was coming. Let's see here. A quick reminder to our many faithful readers, don't believe everything you hear or read at Fox News, despite the network's seemingly support for conservative, also known as liberty-centric ideals, because things are not always as they seem. Just a few days ago, Fox medical correspondent Dr. Mark Siegel declared war on health freedom by stating that he believes doctors who issue vaccine exemptions should be prosecuted. Whoa. Responding to the recent measles outbreak in Washington State, Dr. Siegel went on a tirade against parents who chose not to vaccinate their children with MMR vaccines for measles, mumps, and rubella, expressing anger over the fact that some Americans are exercising their freedom not to vaccinate. This is a disgrace, Dr. Siegel shouted during the segment, and I'm hoping that the doctors that are responsible for this get prosecuted. When asked to explain what he believes is the problem, Siegel went on to state that there are a few doctors in California that are not even pediatricians who are writing exemption letters for a ton of kids in certain schools. Some schools have up to 20% of their kids don't have the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine because they got crazy exemption letters that's fraudulent. He added, barely taking a breath amid his rant. Now, Big Pharma, okay, if you haven't noticed, folks, is the biggest advertiser at Fox News. Anyone who watches Fox News and pays close attention to what's being advertised during every commercial break has likely noticed that the network pushes pharmaceutical drug after pharmaceutical drug after pharmaceutical drug. So much drug advertising, in fact, that Fox News might be renamed Big Pharma News. With this in mind, it's not really all that surprising that Fox, their top medical talking head, is aggressively pro-vaccine, as drugs and vaccines appear to be what's keeping Fox News financially afloat. Now, it would also explain why Fox News remains aggressively anti-cannabis, as healing plants are the threat to Fox's Big Pharma advertisers. Now, whether you know it or not, folks, all Americans have the right to refuse vaccines for any reason. Contrary to Siegel's wild claims, the vaccine exemptions are not fraudulent, and all doctors, pediatricians, or otherwise, are free to write them for whomever they wish. Further, sovereign American citizens are free to refuse vaccines for any reason and don't technically or legally need a vaccine exemption at all. Through the medical establishment is working overtime to squelch that truth. A medical doctor can give you an exemption for whatever you want, but there's not even a law there. Now, folks, they're telling you you've got to take these. And what they will tell you? Well, your child can't attend this school unless they're vaccinated. They're pulling this policy stuff right out of their backsides. And if challenged, they will fold.
So Most certainly. I love the 50-50 in the classroom. That example. We've talked about that, right, John?
50-50.
Well, you have half the kids that are vaccinated, and then the other kids are, well, how can the other kids, the other half of the classroom, infect the kids on the other half that were vaccinated?
Well, that's right. A good point.
Can't.
Yeah, but see, they're after 100% efficacy of their wonderful vaccine program.
Exactly. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, that's an interesting point. If half the kids are vaccinated against what the other half might possibly have, with their deadly, dastardly diseases just ready to predate on those youthful bodies, well, my God, that's scary.
Yeah. I guess you don't believe in the vaccine that much then, do you? If you worry about that other half of the class infecting you and killing you with the flu.
Well, and you know what they're not mentioning?
What's that?
Where the reemergence of these once diseases that have been eradicated in America, where are the new strains coming from?
Good question. Probably Plum Island.
No, I think it might be from down Mexico way.
Could be.
And people other than Mexicans. Whoever can get into Guatemala, you know, Panama. Hey, what we're discovering today is the Mexican government is providing transportation for the migrants to get closer to the northern border.
Actually, what they do is they kick them out 10 miles before they actually reach the border to make them look like they're exhausted and they're really sweating. They spray them down a little bit. So when they get to the border, they look like they actually went the couple hundred miles. So, but they're giving a lift 10 miles and then dumping them off.
So how is this going to play off? Because Trump just ordered the Pentagon to send thousands of more troops down there at the border. What are they hoping to do? Do they think if they don't give up that we're just going to throw up our hands and go, okay, come on in, all the hell with it? What do they think's going on here?
Well, I tell you what, John, I'm looking at my calendar now. We got the State of the Union address tomorrow. I'm kind of excited about that. And the 15th is marked for the second day of the second shutdown, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He better follow through on this. I'm serious. He better follow through on this, because if he doesn't, he's neutered. He's done.
Well, you,
He's got to. He's got to follow through.
You.
He's got to follow through.
You and I are going to have to go 10 rounds someplace. Because you see an end to trash Trump, you take full advantage of it.
I'm just saying, when you put a threat out there, you have to follow through. If you do not, the threats mean nothing. And they'll say, you know what? He gives threats all the time. Nothing ever happens. He's just a big blowhard, you know? He's got to follow through with this. If he's going to say he's going to do it, he needs to shut it down. I think he doesn't even have to do that. Just build it. Using a national emergency, build it. That's it. Done. Don't have to shut it down. You just build it because it's necessary. We've got three more caravans on the way, one of them having 12,000 people, supposedly. Now, I think that's a national emergency because we don't know what they're bringing in. We don't know who's part of that caravan. That's a national emergency. It's an economic emergency. It's a health emergency. Numerous other things. And that's reason enough to build it. So do it. Build it.
I would say, yeah, that'd be the sane thing to do, but we're not dealing with too much sanity now.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was in Mexico a long time ago. I'll never go again. I got robbed. I got a gun stuck to my head. I was in Puerto Vallarta. I will never go again. That was back in the early 80s. But I was there for a wedding, for my sister's wedding. And I noticed in Mexico, some of the compounds there, some of the nicer places, they all had walls to kind of protect the compound where they all lived, these nice places, these nice dwellers, whatever you call them, whatever you call them. The point is, on the wall itself, they'd actually taken bottles, and they break the bottles, and they put the jagged edge in the concrete, set it in the concrete, on the wall, around the entire compound where these people live. You cannot climb this wall without getting shish kebab by glass. It's impossible. So my wife and I were just talking the other day. I said, you know, they have no problem putting up this glass to make sure you can't break into these homes. And we are just trying to protect this country with a wall and make sure we know who's coming in. And there's nothing wrong with this. It's nothing. There's nothing wrong with this at all. But the Democrats keep saying it's immoral. There's nothing immoral about it. Security and safety is not immoral. You have to protect your people.
You know what's really funny about this? During the government shutdown, the Democrats didn't say squat about the Mexicans and other than Mexicans. What is it? 16 or 17 million that were getting their checks without fail?
Right.
They failed to mention that one. All right, let's take the break. 800-313-9443.
It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tom Fitton over Judicial Watch. We have a short segment here coming up to the bottom of the hour. We'll squeeze this one in here. Midterm election, folks. There's a hell of a lot of illegal votes out there. This is what Mr. Fitton had to say.
I had given a speech last year to the Remembrance Project, which is a group that advocates for the victims' family members of those who were killed by illegal alien criminals. And I made the point that it's not just stolen lives, but it's stolen rights we have with a large alien population here in the United States, both legal and illegal. So there was a study by Old Dominion University, a professor there, I think, Professor Richmond, and he did analysis of election rolls and voting patterns, I think, in 2008 and 2010. And he found that aliens register to vote in large numbers and vote in numbers large enough to affect the outcome of elections. And that those outcomes specifically, he thought, were affected by resulted in Al Franken being elected to the Senate in Minnesota, which was the 50th vote or 51st vote for all sorts of things Obama was able to do his first year in office, the stimulus, Obamacare and such. And it helped Obama win in North Carolina, I think, in 2008. It didn't necessarily turn the election in his favor, but it helped him win the state, North Carolina. So what I did was, again, what Richmond found is that people register to vote who are not here legally, and those who are also here legally who aren't citizens also register to vote in federal elections. And once you're registered to vote, even voter ID may not stop you from voting if you're an alien who's illegally registered, because many of these individuals have the necessary identification in order to vote once they're registered to vote, because no one's challenged at the polls for their citizenship status. So when you look at the numbers that Professor Richmond used, and I won't bore you with the numbers I figured out, but I'm guessing 43 million or so alien residents here in the United States. You figure out what the voting age population of that group would be. You take the percentages. And my back of the envelope calculation is about 1.1 million aliens illegally voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016. Now, what happens, Richmond found, is that aliens who vote tend to vote 80% Democrat, 20% Republican. So maybe Donald Trump got a few alien illegal votes as well. But 1.1 million, and that's probably a conservative estimate. So the rule of law on election integrity is important. And, of course, every one of those illegal votes is a stolen vote of your, is a stolen vote of an honest American. It's either diluted or stolen. You vote for candidate X, an illegal alien comes in and votes for candidate Y, your vote's canceled out. So that's a significant crisis, and that's why we need, in my view, citizenship verification in order to register to vote or to vote.
Well, let's get a national ID card to deal with that problem, Steve. Doesn't that sound like a wonderful idea? Let's have a national ID.
That's what they're working on that right now.
Oh, I know. They're working on a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
And keeping track
of the sheep.
Yeah. Rhonda in Missouri. Hello, Rhonda.
Well, hi, John. Hi, Steve. How are you guys doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
You guys are, like, all over the board tonight, so, you know, I'm trying to keep up with you. You guys switch from subject to subject. It's crazy, but...
Well, stop listening. Turn the radio off, and when you hear something you want to comment on, call in.
I tried, and they didn't answer right away, so I want to talk about vaccines, shall we?
Did we talk about vaccines today? Okay, you're allowed to go ahead.
Go for it.
Okay, John. Thanks. Well, it's good because you got Steve. You got Steve there, who's a nurse, right?
Yeah.
So I have a couple comments on that vaccine thing. So one is did you guys kind of imply that you have the right to refuse a vaccine? Did you kind
sure
of apply
do.
That? Or
But there's all kinds of obstacles that are put in your way that have the color of law to try to convince you and intimidate you that you don't have that option.
Right.
Well, you know what? You don't. You do not, absolutely do not have that option when it comes to a situation. If you have a parent who goes into a nursing home facility, mm-hmm. like I did, mm-hmm. Boom, there you go. They've already shot your mom up with a vaccine for the flu shot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and then you try to talk to her and she's like incoherent. You're like, what did you do since she's arrived? Oh, well, it's mandatory that they have a flu vaccine. Do you have any comment on that?
I do.
Apparently. Okay.
I do. Hang on.
All right. All right.
Just hang on one second. I don't want to cheat Rhonda here. She levied a complaint against us. We'll be back.
They came and took it all away.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just wanting to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
That song comes off of an album, the same one that I just love, that Get Your Hands in the Air. The one, this song and that other one, Get Your Hands in the Air, never heard on public commercial FM radio in this country. The whole album is just rife with this stuff. Man. All right. Rhonda, you still with us?
Yes. Yeah, I am.
Go ahead.
Uh-huh. Yep. So,
Rhonda, real quick here. Do you have an electric car?
Oh, God.
No.
Okay.
Not even on.
Stop it.
Did you learn anything in the last hour and a half? Did you learn anything in the last hour about electric cars? Did you learn anything?
God.
You know what? Unfortunately, I was off and on your radio program. I apologize, but you hit a hot button. When you start talking about the vaccine.
Okay, let's hit it. Let's talk about it. What do you want to know
about? I'm thankful that you're a nurse, and I have that question for you. Is that
sure.
You guys, and what I heard, you kind of implied that vaccines were optional, but they weren't. When my mom went into a nursing home,
they
actually already shot her up with one of those suckers, and when we found out what they did, we're like, why didn't you say something? They said, she cannot be here without a flu vaccine.
Yeah, I've heard
and
that.
I guarantee you, the records that they keep, you guys, the records that these people keep, and I have stories, but I would guarantee you that she probably got, she went to, I think, I'm serious when I say this, 5 nursing homes, okay, for various reasons. She was trying, they put her in a room with a lady that was dying, and then they called my sister and said, your mom is going into distress. I mean, she had a stomach bleed. They called my sister and said, do you want us to call 911? Are you serious right now?
GI bleed, yep.
They did that. But
yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm just going to say that prior to putting her in this facility, this nursing facility, did you read a contract at all? Did you read anything about before you put her in this facility?
Well, we were trying to find the best one. She was diabetic, and they actually put her in a facility where they put her in the back of the facility, and let's just say that it was like a 1 on a scale of 1 to 10, only because you were breathing and you were there. But she was diabetic, and she would say to us, now she's dead now, but they killed her. But I went to visit her at that facility, and she said they didn't even give her insulin. They didn't check it. My mom was very diligent about that. But, you know, everybody was dropping the ball everywhere.
Yeah, it sounds like it. What was her age? What was her age? Just curious.
When she died?
Yeah.
She was 77.
It's pretty young.
77.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds
like they killed her with that.
You had a very poor facility. I can just tell you right now, they didn't check her blood sugars. They never bothered to give her medications on time or at all. You were at a very poor facility, unfortunately. You have a lawsuit there if you want one.
Well, you know what, Steve? That's an interesting point because, listen, okay, my mom had BJC, all right, Barnes Jewish Christian. All right, let's just take off the Christian because they have taken off the Christian from the Barnes Jewish facility. It's just Barnes Jewish right now, all right? You would think so, but when let me clarify, and I don't know if this is a thing, but her doctor, his last name, well, let's just say he was from India. And that is something to consider right there because you got to wonder if people from a foreign country have no problem administering these drugs to people that they don't identify with. Does that make sense to you?
Well, what I'm seeing in the medical field is that we have a big surge of Indian doctors because they're recruiting them heavily. They're recruiting the nurses from different countries, too. I've never seen so many Filipino nurses in all my life. Indian, Philippines.
Because they can't identify with American.
Well, they don't, but they're coming here through religious organizations, actually. I can tell you that for a fact. I know that for a fact.
Wow.
But let me just get to some really quick questions here because we probably got some more callers. But I'm going to say that your mother being 77 years old was a poor choice, a poor candidate for any kind of vaccines at this point. She should have had no more vaccines in her career, her life. I told my mom the same thing. And I'm going to give you my little theory of what's happening here because I got two instances, one neighbor on either side of me and the one across the street here that can prove my case that one's in the 80s, the other one's mid-60s, not very good health on the side of me, across the street, elderly. I'm going to tell you my little theory on this whole thing is that your immune system, you go from different stages. You go from the very low end of a childish kind of immune system, which is very weak and very vulnerable, and then you start going up and you're getting more resistance to infections and bacteria and viruses, and you're at a peak at a certain point in your life when your immune system is the strongest. And then what happens at a certain age, right around 45, I'd say maybe close to 50, it starts to go down again, and your immune system is not quite as strong anymore. When you get hurt, it takes a while, and you're getting your age. When you get hurt, it's hard to heal that hurt, that wound. If you break something, man, it takes a while to get healed up again. So my theory is basically what you're doing is we're introducing these vaccines to people when they're on the downslope of their immune system in their elderly years, And what you're actually doing is you're putting a live attenuated, or actually a dead attenuated virus in a vaccine. You're putting it in an elderly immune system that now is vulnerable because they're back to their baseline as like a child. And so my neighbor across the street took the flu shot, got sicker than a dog. They got the flu. Why? They took it before the flu season even came on. It's because their immune system was at the low point. It was on the downslide. And now their immune systems weren't strong. And this thing actually shouldn't give them the flu, but because they have a weak immune system, now they picked up the flu. It's a fraud. I'm sorry. It's a fraud. I know I get a lot of crap on this, but it is a fraud. 27% the year before. I think 40. I don't even know what the percentage this year is on this vaccine. I haven't heard anything. Matter of fact, flu cases are down this year. They are down. I'm looking around. Mm-hmm. Nobody's getting the flu this year. And they, matter of fact, most people, a lot of people, I think 38% are now saying, 34% are saying, I'm not taking it, because they understand that when they took it last year, ahead of the schedule of the flu, they still got the flu.
Well, Captain Obvious, are you making the point here because the flu is not this great this year is because the people aren't taking the flu vaccines?
No, I don't know what's going on. we're not seeing the flu, but people are wising up to saying the vaccine is a fraud. It is a failure.
Yeah.
And you can't make a vaccine for something that replicates and changes so fast. 6 months after the vaccine is actually finished, it's already replicated and changed.
Yep.
And you can't now, you cannot tailor a vaccine to a virus. You can't do it. It's a stupid move to even think so.
Hey, Rhonda, we're running out of time here. Quickly.
Go ahead.
Quickly. Steve, what do you think causes shingles? Do you know?
It's in the hepatitis, not hepatitis, sorry, the, sorry. It is in the same, it's in the same chicken pox, sorry. It's in the same field as the chicken pox. And, I've seen a lot of people get shingles from actually getting the shingles vaccine. I've seen that a couple times. So,
real quick,
so again,
I,
again,
not real quick, Rhonda, you're gone. See ya.
All right, bye.
Bye.
No, I've seen people get shingles from the shingles
vaccine. For 15 minutes, she's going, wait. No, we've waited. You had your 15 minutes.
Hey, she knows my email.
Yes,
me,
she
I'll,
does.
I'll answer it.
Sherry in Kansas. Hello, Sherry.
Hi. Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi.
Steve, you could do people a favor if you talk about the beers list sometime. You know what I'm talking about?
Say it again. The what list?
The beers list. It's a list of medications that people over 65 shouldn't really be on. Dr. Mark Beers was the head of that committee that figured this out years ago. I saw it in one of my books up top.
Well, you know but what? In my broadcast, because I don't do a medical show. I don't. I like medicine. I love medicine. But I said to myself I was not going to come on air and do a medical show at all. I mean, once in a while, I'll throw my little 2 cents in here on things, especially the vaccines, because I got grandchildren. I'll throw my 2 cents in on that. But I really don't go in the area of giving medical advice. I really just don't do that. Sorry.
Yeah, God help
anyway,
us. We have somebody on
there.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think I heard this on Robert's show last night. There's this guy named Mike Cutler, and he used to work for Immigration and Customs for many years, and Beth Schoenberg has him on quite a bit, the lady who took over for Derry. And they said this is what they somebody asked Mike on a show about the wall deal, and he says, well, electronic technology and everything is good, but it's like, you know, you put a system on your house to warn you about burglars and stuff, and then you take the door off.
Sherry, I thank you for your call, dear.
All right.
Yeah, God forbid we wouldn't want to have a talk show host on this network that works within their field giving any advice to people.
Well,
no, I understand why.
I do some.
I do some. I understand. Don't. You don't want to make this the primary function of your show.
No, I don't. I don't.
Yeah. How long have you been a nurse?
25 years.
Okay, we're gonna test your we're gonna test your racist quotient here. You ready?
Sure.
What's black and never works?
Oh yeah, this is really bad. We could get kicked off air for this one. What is black and never works? I don't know.
Decaffeinated coffee.
Oh, I saw that. I sent that to you.
Yes, you did. You person of poor memory. Thomas.
Thanks, Greg.
Thomas in Florida. Hello, Thomas.
Hello.
Hi.
I'd like to get back to the immigration thing and this invasion that's coming in supposedly for the second or whatever time from Mexico.
Yep.
At the cost of sounding, a bit radical here, we're all over the world going after countries that are either say that they're hurting other people, and somehow it's our interests are involved. In other words, we're not shy about military action concerning U.S. interests. Well, Mexico is a facilitating country. Mm-hmm. These people are walking slowly towards our country. Don't you think that given our what we do, the proclivity of the U.S. military and the U.S. government, why are we not effectively declaring war on Mexico? Many years ago, a friend of mine lived in Mexico and got to know a lot about what's going on down there, and he told me 21 families basically own that country.
Yep.
Basically, that's what that place is. You know, all we'd have to do is make an announcement to the 21 families who own various properties. I mean, I personally have worked for a Mexican billionaire. I still do occasionally. Find out where they are. They have beautiful homes on the Pacific, here, there, and everywhere. Give them some notice and say, look, we're going to do surgical strikes on all your property. Clear your help out and get out yourself, and we're going to take it out. When they start losing their stuff, they themselves would put pressure on the Mexican army, which, of course, they own, and they would take care of the problem in Mexico for us.
Thomas, sounds like it makes sense, but I don't see it working that way.
Let me respond to that. I want to respond.
We take out one single guy in a wedding party over in the Mideast.
Okay.
Don't tell me we can't strike surgically.
We can, but it's the collateral damage that's so much fun to cover up.
Yeah. Hey, Thomas, now this is possible. I actually had this conversation, what we're talking about right now, with the listener from my show. And we have the capacity. We could do this, but we're not going to. We could send troops into Mexico, take on the Mexican drug lords, the cartels. We could end these people tomorrow and give this country back to Mexico, because those people keep fleeing, say they're leaving violence and drug cartels and everything else. We could fix this problem overnight. This could end. We got a $1 trillion war machine. We could end this tomorrow, but it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen because there's a lot of money being made off the drug trade in this country, all over the world, money being skimmed off for covert operations for the United States to go all over the planet and continue doing what they're doing right now, like they're doing in Venezuela with this coup. They could end this thing tomorrow with Mexico. They could do it. We have the military might. We could just unload on those people, and then people in Mexico would say, now we can stay in our country. Force out, we have no problem organizing or funding a coup in Venezuela. How about funding a coup for Mexico, throw out the bad government, and allow their citizens to stay in their own country and build their own country back up? How about that one?
Steve, look, I had a guy that I talked to extensively. He worked for the Agriculture Department. He was involved. They had him from time to time doing clandestine stuff, such as getting Marcos out of the Philippines. Not small feats, but he was very good at it. This guy had gone to every Congress critter and senator. There was an open door for this guy in Washington, D.C. And he said, look, he says, we really need to build up Mexico. He saw the problem with the migration of illegal aliens a long time ago. And he said, look, we've got to be forward thinking on this subject matter. He said, let's make a deal with the Mexican government that will buy all the Mexican oil that they can pump and they can sell us. There's a proviso to this contract that a certain amount, a certain percentage of, say, 10, 15, maybe 20% skimmed right off the top. That goes for construction projects to improve your infrastructure, build schools, highways, bridges, water treatment facilities, you know, electric grids, what you need to have a modern 21st century society and country. Never got anywhere with it. Never. Because nobody was interested in forestalling problems. And Thomas, you know, I understand you're looking for solutions here. And Steve, you're right. We've got a $1 trillion baby with not much to do right now. With the Mexican government's permission, we could roll into Mexico, do away with these cartels, return the country back to the people, and they can turn around and get rid of the corrupt people that they still have in office down there. I think it's still illegal to shoot politicians no matter. But there you have it. All right, we got a break. Thomas, thanks for your call.
Thanks, Thomas.
Steve, hold on a second. We'll take this three-minute break and be back and then finish up this edition, this Monday edition of the National Intel Report.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons. What do you get?
Funny you should play that, Mike. I just watched a documentary on our wonderful coal mines in this country. Oh, man. One of the last jobs you'd ever want to have, folks, is being a miner. They've got a new approach to this. They're just blowing off the tops of mountains. Just ask the people in Virginia and West Virginia. We have beautiful mountains. It's there one day and pretty much gone the next. At any rate, did a poll today from Patriots Revolution, patriotsofamerica.com. They did a poll. Thank you for taking time to participate in a national poll, Plumman. And the question was, should Donald Trump be impeached? Yes or no? Didn't give a reason. Should Donald Trump be impeached? Here's the poll results on it. Yes, impeachment is inevitable. It's best that he just steps down. 23,818, or 16% of the respondents, said yes. 16%.
That's nothing. Okay.
Okay. 84% answered no. He's done nothing wrong and should continue leading our country. That was only 125,047 to 23,818. You know, when you go to Americans and you ask them their opinion, they'll tell you their opinion. But these polls are so slanted. These polls are always run within the circles of which they're intended to be polled. Okay? So, can you trust the polls? Well, it all depends on how honest the pollster is. But I would say there's probably at least a 4-to-1.
Yeah.
If not greater in this country that says, you know, you're still trying to do what? And this, my dear friend, is going to be the wave of the future. We're going to have elections, but they're all going to be contested.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter who votes how and how many illegals vote and how the vote results were slanted. Or I can remember this. Tom Fitton talked about how many illegals voted for Hillary Clinton.
3 million.
But you know what? Ironically, she won the national poll, the voting, she lost by 2 to 3 million. Or she won by 2 to 3 million.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if she won by 2 or 3 million by illegals that aren't supposed to vote, did she really win? Then the argument came in that we should do away with the electoral process.
Right.
Because, well, look how many votes New York and California just has. And, of course, Florida's important, too. You know what? Steve, this is not going to end up good. This is not going to end well.
I agree.
It just
ain't. I agree. You know, in this poll here, it's amazing they didn't have the undecided. They always, I always have that person when they do a poll that said yes, the other guy says no, and the other guy says, I really don't know. Don't have an I don't know in there.
Well, and you know what?
What's that?
That's specifically, it's either a yes or a no. Should Trump be president or should he not be president? Yes or no? Didn't give you the ambivalent, well, I'm not sure. All right, I don't have.
But they always have those included on those polls. You ever notice that?
Yes, I do. Yes. Undecided about how the question is put to you? Just put in that. Undecided. Don't know. I don't know. Yep. All right. Hey, appreciate it, my friend.
Thank you.
I always look forward to Monday.
Good.
All righty. Thank you for being here today, ladies and gentlemen. Please do not forget to support the network. Please. We're still in the doldrums of 2008. And if you think the economy's doing good, you'd better check your pulse. You'd better check your facts. You better check your bank accounts. At any rate, we appreciate you very much attending this little, I don't know what we did today, Steve. We did an hour on cars.
We were all over the place.
Yes, we were. All right, folks. Thanks for being here. Another edition of the National Intel Report tomorrow.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.